I think that the scouting, the America's scouting organizations are fantastic, okay? There are a lot of kids that can get some pretty good benefits.
But do
from
you think they ought to be given out a bone smoke merit badge?
I beg your pardon?
Okay, just never mind.
I beg your pardon?
He's asking, do you think they ought to let gays in?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Wrong.
Absolutely.
Wrong.
And here's why I say that.
I really vehemently disagree.
All right, let the lady...
I understand that.
Let the lady...
Can I talk?
Go ahead. Go ahead, ma'am.
All right. Now, just because a leader might have a different sexual orientation than you does not necessarily mean that he's going to, A, attack his cubs, or, B, teach them about sex. The main thing is that you need to find...
But he might.
A solid person who wants to, A, donate his time to volunteer.
Don't you think that being a weebo will encourage young kids to bone smoke? Or don't you think...
Okay, we can't keep using these euphemisms, all right, because they're crude, and I think they're offensive to the audience.
I think that's something that you've made up in your mind.
No, ma'am,
okay?
But you failed
you've
to...
You've made it up in your mind. If that's the way you think, don't assume that the rest of America thinks that way, okay?
I'm not assuming, but you said just because a guy's gay doesn't necessarily mean. But it also means inherent in that statement is he may.
Well, guess what? Are you a scout leader?
No, but I was in the Boy Scouts through junior high school.
Okay. And do you have any idea what your scout leader's sexual orientation was? Do you?
Well, I mean... First of all...
Do you feel like you got a good scouting experience? Did you get a good scouting experience through that?
Yeah, I did, on account of the fact that they don't let gay in. They don't let the gay in.
Well, you had no idea.
You
didn't know if your scout leader was gay or not. And did he teach you how to sew? Did he teach you how to make cookies? No, you guys were camping and doing guy things. And I think that... And I'm a woman, and I was a girl.
Well, the first thing that a guy, what Mr. Henry called the predatory gay guy... ain't gonna make me make no cookies. It's gonna be straight to bone smoking, man. No stopping.
I think you've got some kind of idea of what you're thinking. What you're thinking, because you can't A, listen to the man.
Right.
To stop using your disgusting.
But I will tell you this. He did not teach us to cook. He did cook good though, but I don't think that necessarily means a man is gay, on account of he cooked good.
Yeah.
You know?
I cook good. And
if the kid has an excellent scouting experience, that's what's important.
Right.
And there are a lot of men who aren't going to volunteer their time to do scouts.
Right. And don't think I didn't hear that if the shoe fits cracked to either kid. Okay?
Mr. Ender, I'm trying to make a joke out of something that is very serious to a lot of young people. And that is the whole issue of a gay guy turning me gay.
Do you think that someone else has the... ability to make you gay?
That's what a lot of adults say.
Well, I don't agree with that.
There you go.
Let me tell you something. I'm a woman, and if I had a female scout leader who was gay when I was, a lot younger, I don't think I would have any idea.
Were you ever a weeblo?
What about you? Were you?
Yeah. And I'll tell you something. Now that I think about it, I'm embarrassed about it.
Why? Just because they're called wee blow. Okay, big deal. It's an animal.
Well, I just, the whole thing freaks me out.
Well,
ridiculous.
Sounds like you're a little edgy.
Yeah.
You're a little edgy about this, and I don't really know why. Maybe you're homophobic.
Every other adult you know. I'm a kid. I want to be a kid. I don't want no adult, forcing me into... pole smoking or...
Okay, man. Now you're going to have to stop
it,
okay?
The more I listen to you...
They should change the Girl Scouts to Weeblos so I could get some...
You know what? The more I listen to you...
All right, kid.
The more I realize that you're not a junior in high school.
Ma'am, I am a junior in high school.
Okay.
And I have degenerative kidney disease.
Because I don't think that juniors in high school...
Are going to be talking crude like that.
Absolutely.
I got to move on. Thank you, ma'am.
Right.
I got to move on to another call. I appreciate your call. Ogden on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello?
Yes.
Hi.
Would you hold on for a second, ma'am? I have to ask the caller not to use these euphemisms that are crude.
I'm sorry, Mr. Henry. I didn't know. I mean, I'm speaking the language of the way I talk with my friends.
Okay. We're on a national radio show that I would appreciate you cleaning up the language, okay? You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Go ahead, ma'am.
Hi, I'm the mother of a 15-year-old boy who, quite frankly, does not use that kind of language. We have
well,
gay
not
friends.
In front of you,
we
no.
Have, he has a lot of gay friends. I have gay people in my family.
What?
And he is not gay by any means.
Wait a second, how do you know his friends are gay?
Because they've told me.
Are they allowed to be gay out in the open at the school place?
I don't know at the school. They, you know, no one comes to my house, boy or girl, and makes
without
out on the couch.
Without you first knowing their orientation? I mean, did they come out and ask you? I mean, tell you?
Yes. It was just, in conversation.
I find it
yes.
unusual. That's all. I just find it unusual.
Were these boys, ma'am, the kids who told you they're gay, are they in the Scouts? Do you know?
They have been, yes.
Oh,
they're older
man.
Than that now.
So now we don't even know.
And one of them is an Eagle Scout, so that means he went through the whole program. And
that's disgusting. Absolutely.
Well,
you know what? These are friends of this lady's son. They sound like they're probably decent guys. Why should they be punished?
I don't know. The whole thing gives me the creeps.
Well, my main concern is that you know.
Let me ask you, ma'am. You know, I know you've,
gay.
Ma'am. I know you've held on long enough. Hold just a couple more seconds. We'll be
sure.
right back with you. Okay, Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686. KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio. Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. R.C. Collins, a junior at Chatsworth High School. We're talking about the gays and the Boy Scouts. Supreme Court's ruling on it. You are adamantly against it.
Yes, I am, Mr. Hendry. I do not believe that we are ready as a society, nor do I believe other kids what are like me and still in the Chatsworth. Well, I mean still in high school, that we're ready to have a guy who, you know, pole sits, basically.
Okay, I got it, and I don't want those.
Well, what did I do?
I don't want the... What do you mean pole sits?
You know, like at the... I mean, the only thing I'm saying is...
I don't want that kind of language on my show, if at all possible. Do you understand?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and I'm older than you, man, so I know, all right?
Yes, sir.
Here's Ogden on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
R.C., it's hard for anybody to take you seriously when you are yelling about something you only know one side about. You don't have a lot of information, so it's hard for us to take you seriously.
Well, ma'am, with
even
all
though
due
you
respect,
are passionate.
With all due respect, I don't want to have no more information about the gay situation.
Well, that makes so much sense, then.
Gee.
You don't want any more information.
Well, what do you want me to do, go out and do research?
Well, yeah. Do you know anybody who is gay?
No. Let me think for a second. Not.
Okay.
God, what
I
an insulting question.
That you do know somebody who is gay.
Do I know anybody what's gay?
I'm sure that some of your friends or family members are gay and maybe not have... said to you that they are gay, probably because of your attitude.
Survey says no. Survey says no.
Wait a minute. Did you hear what she said? That
they'd be too afraid to tell me.
Right. And that with your attitude, which is virulently homophobic...
I'm not saying people should be killed or hurt. I'm not saying that.
No, I know that. But, you know, sometimes the most benign kind of homophobia is the worst kind. Okay. And, you know, you calling them the Butt Scouts of America, and the Weeblows are going to give people ideas, and...
All right, what if you called them the Love Scouts? What about the Love Scouts of America? What about that, ma'am? What about
that? I call them the Boy Scouts of America because that's what they are. They do service, they learn things.
And
if
what happens to me when...
I'd like to have a Boy Scout there, gay or not.
And what happens to me the day I wake up and I've turned gay... and you're not around to explain it to me, then what?
I know for a fact that you will not wake up and turn gay. It's not a possibility.
One morning I wake up, I'm looking forward to the rest of my life, and suddenly all I got is bone smoking on my mind.
You know what?
You know, there you go again.
Britney Spears,
exactly.
You're not all of a sudden going to want to have sex with NSYNC. It just doesn't work that way.
It's just that I've wanted to, and the other thing about gay sex... You don't make kids that way, right?
Yes.
I want to have kids.
Then don't have sex with a guy.
Duh, lady. But if I'm in the Scouts, they're going to make me have it.
I'm a scout
come on,
leader.
You idiot.
I will not make you have sex with a guy. My husband is a
Don't make me have
leader.
Sex with you either, okay? Because I'm...
Okay, he's just a smart-ass kid.
Well,
you want to be
yeah.
a smart-ass, you know, you can go smart-ass someplace.
I'm simply saying that I want to be taken seriously, and until such time, the young people of this country will be on the bubble, the bone smoke bubble, and we won't know which way we can turn. Pole sitting, you know, all of that. It's going to be bad, and it's getting worse.
West Palm Beach on the Phil Henry Show. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, ma'am. Hi.
Hi. I'm sitting here laughing at this kid.
Well, how old are you?
Excuse me?
How old are you?
I'm 16. I go to school.
What school do you go to?
I'm not allowed to say that on the air because I wouldn't want to say anything about my school, but I go to a school, and I know for a fact that at least half the kids that go there are gay. Half of my friends are gay.
You know for a fact.
They have told me that. They have told me that I have witnessed them being gay together.
You know why guys say that they're gay to a chick? Because they don't want her to be threatened, and then when they get close to you, then they start trying to cop feelings.
No.
Yeah,
I've seen my guy friends be with other guys, okay? They are not,
they are gay. That doesn't mean anything. Oh, you've seen them have actual sex?
I've seen them.
God damn.
Go pretty far.
Oh, God damn. That's so disgustoid.
Then don't watch it.
What
they haven't turned me gay. Half of my women friends are lesbians, and I am not gay. I feel perfectly comfortable around them.
But you know what? You hang out with them because you have a curiosity in that area. You want to walk on the wild side. You're just biding your time.
All right.
You're biding your time.
Maybe I am. But you don't know anything about gay people. You don't know one gay person.
I don't have to know Adolf Hitler to know that guy's gas bill was run up pretty high, okay?
You know nothing about gay people.
I don't have to know.
Stupidity comes from no knowledge. If you learn something about them, listen to me, you can't just turn someone gay.
I'm one of the young people of America, and I'm trying to help my generation. What are you doing? You're turning your back on it.
And my half of my generation is gay, and I think they should be allowed in the Boy Scouts. And if you don't want to be in the Boy Scouts with a boy, don't go into it.
You a weeblo?
Excuse me?
Are you a weeblo?
I'm a girl. No. I was in the Girl Scouts for 8 years.
Do they have weeblos in Girl Scouts?
No, they don't have weeblos in Girl Scouts.
I got thrown out of the Cub Scouts. I ate a brownie.
Okay, kid, one more crack, I'm hanging up.
I'm sorry.
One more crack, and I'm hanging up. You understand?
Yes, sir.
I don't care what it is, how funny you think you are. One more crack, I'm hanging up.
Yes, sir.
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
I'm just worried. I'm worried if I sleep in the same tent as a Boy Scout and bone smoker.
What
I
do
might
you think
he's
going
to
do? Roll over and start feeling you up or something? If they know you're not gay, they're not going to. Okay.
So I just don't want to wake up, you know, a weeblo and scouting boys.
What is the difference between having a male sleeping with you and a female sleeping with you if the male is homosexual?
Oh, gee, let me think.
Do you think that if a girl...
What are you talking about, ma'am? The difference between having a girl sleeping with me and a guy? Well, for starters, 9 months later, R.C. Jr.
Oh, yeah, okay. And about that, having sex isn't just about having children.
Okay, the biggest difference between sleeping with a girl and a guy are the boobs. They're generally larger on a girl person.
That's not what I'm saying.
What
I'm
a
saying,
moron.
What is the
I'm
difference?
A moron. I'm
Why
a moron.
Why should you feel more threatened by a gay man than you would by a woman? Neither of them are going to do anything to you unless you want them to.
Because I don't want to walk funny. And a lot of people...
Kid, don't be stupid, all right? You started out with a really good point. You're saying that you're a young person and you don't want to have to have adults making decisions for you. Stick with that. Quit with your jokes. Forget about standing around the locker with your friends and making fun of that funny teacher who walks funny, okay?
How'd you know we had one of those?
Because every high school guy makes fun of at least one teacher and thinks he's gay or some other crap like that. Ma'am, thank you for your call.
Thank you.
I appreciate it. 1-800-449-8686. Irvine on the Phil Henry Show. Hello? Hello? Is that kid still there? I know he's rather young. Look, I'll put him on hold. No, that wasn't Irvine. Who's on line 3, Mike? Find out. Hello? Is that kid there?
Phil?
Yeah, how you doing, pal?
Oh.
Where are you calling from, man?
Pomona.
You're in Pomona. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Go ahead. What's your name?
Joshua.
Okay, Joshua, this is RC.
How you doing, Joshua? You sound like you're younger than me.
Yeah, I am younger. I'm 11.
I'm 16.
You said you're 13.
No, I did not. I said I'm 16. I said when I was 13, I was in the Scouts.
And, well, first of all, we blows doesn't mean we blows whatever. It means we be loyal Scouts.
Oh, now we got Ebonics in the middle of it, too. We be loyal Scouts.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
I'm graduating today to become a Boy Scout, so I think I know what it means.
Congratulations, pal. That's great work.
Yeah, well, why don't they have good grammar on account of they say we be loyal Scouts? How come they not do that?
Well, you know, the only one with a bad grammar here is you, man. R.C., you're talking like an idiot. How come they not do that? What, did I just wash ashore with Columbus here? I'm talking to one of the Arawaks? Talk English. So we be loyal Scouts is what that stands for, buddy?
Yeah. And my dad, he's a scout leader, and
he's not gay or nothing?
No, he's married to my mom.
Wow.
How do you think I got here if he's gay?
That's true. You're sure it's okay, then?
Yes.
I didn't know about that we be loyal Scouts deal. Well, what about cooking and stuff? They don't make you do too much of that, do they?
Oh, yeah, you can. When you go on your campouts, you get
well, don't you
cook
think
your meals.
Don't you think that'll turn you gay if you gotta cook?
Oh,
no.
Boy.
Do you cook?
Well, no. I'm just a kid. I only cook when I go on my...
Don't start. Don't start cooking, kid.
I've already cooked in the past.
Next thing you know...
All right.
You pick up a pen, gay.
All right. You did a very good... So congratulations to you, Joshua, graduating today.
Yeah.
You know what you need to do? Make the bitch do the cooking.
Okay, that's it.
And Phil...
Yes, sir.
I listen to your show, like, every day, and I have the Phil Henry CD for 98, and it's really funny.
Thanks, buddy. I appreciate that very much.
Yeah.
Congratulations again.
Bye.
All right, man. Bye-bye. Well, there goes the guys in the Scouts. Make the bitch do it.